Right, it's just coming up to 12:03. Now, I got a message from an old friend of mine about this next guy who's in the studio with me, called Lewis Cowles. She said, oh, you've got to have a listen to this guy. And I go, oh, fine, that's lovely, because I listen to loads of different music. And then I watched his YouTube, just him sitting indoors with his microphone singing away, and his voice is amazing, absolutely amazing. Now, you've come in today, you're going to be doing a couple of numbers live. Have you been singing since you were a little child?
Well, I would say that I have been singing since I was very young, but I started with a lot of, when I was about six, I started with a little Welsh drama school in South Wales called Class Act Theatre School, with a woman called Jill Williams. Mm. And I just sort of found, as I grew older, I sort of found that I had a bit of a, oh, I can really do this, I really love this. And I was very, very inconfident as a small child. I was quite fat, and, you know, I was really big because, you know, I used to sort of just, my eating habits were bad and things like that. But, you know, I eventually, as I kept on doing that, it allowed me to dance and lose a bit of weight. And sort of eventually, by the time I got to about, say, 10 years old, I found that I was, oh, hang on, I can actually sing a bit. You know, people are saying I can sing, and I thought, oh, that's great. You know, I love that. I love that I have a talent, because I never really thought I had much to go from. I've never thought there was much interest in about me when I was small. I always used to be like, I'm just the little fat kid sort of thing. But yeah, I then started getting sort of some main roles and stuff when my confidence built up with Jill, because she tried to sort of bring me up and sort of not throw me in the deep end quickly. Yeah. And then eventually I started realising, no, maybe I could do something more with this, and started making some covers. I started sort of making it, I fell in love with things like Adele's music and stuff like that, very sort of ballady music. And then sort of like Queen and stuff, I love stuff like that. It's just all the really, really heartfelt songs that I fell in love with. And then eventually I went on from Class Act Theatre School to go to college after sort of doing my GCSEs in drama and art and all the art subjects. I did it Performing Arts BTEC in Level 3. And then I auditioned at a college called CPA Studios, which is based in Romford, on North Street. Came to us to audition, and luckily I had a bit of a sort of... as they came to us and stuff, there was a bit of a great thing. You know, there was auditions going on, and I auditioned, and I didn't actually think I'd get in. And suddenly I got this letter saying I'm coming in. So you've been accepted. So as you can imagine, my family was all dancing around the room like a bunch of nutters. Mm. I went, and I thought, well, yeah, this seems really good. I went to an open day to see what it was like, and, you know, I really loved the day there, because I'd actually been accepted before the open day.
Yeah.
But... It turned out it was actually really good, and I thought, oh, I hope I like this. But I got there and I thought, well, I really love it, and they're really, really intense with you, and they've taught me a lot of things that I can really sort of, I look up to so many people there that have sort of been places and still are going places, and they've always got current people coming. So, you know, I've sort of developed from when I knew I could sing, and then they've taught me stuff and sort of opened a whole new world in my voice up. So
Love you, it's got a great accent. We just say hello to Ben. Hello, Ben.
Hey, guys.
Hello. You've got a great accent.
Oh, thanks.
It's lovely, isn't it? And well, you're in, don't let it change into a Romford accent. We don't want that.
Well, I seem to have a bit of a, like, sometimes a twang, because when I've gone to Wales, I come back and all my friends say...
You're a Cockney.
All my friends... yeah. Well, my friends say there, like, Lewis, you're very posh. And then my friends here say, no, he's still got a Welsh accent. But then as soon as I come home from Wales back to Romford, everyone's like, wow, you've been to Wales, sort of thing. You've definitely been back. So no one can understand me. It's a very, very much a case of everyone going, what? Sort of thing all the time. So, but I think from being around the accent all the time, I sort of keep a bit of my own and sort of mix it into a bit of a twangy.
Yeah.
Sometimes like a bit of Romford comes out, maybe some bits. So, I don't know. Bit of Romford.
Now we're going to hear you sing. What song are you going to do for us first?
I would like to do a new song, actually, that's on Adele's new album, I believe, 25. Mm-hmm. I believe it's called All I Ask. I believe that was the video you watched. I've done a cover of it, and it's been really doing really well, actually, much better than I thought.
Yeah.
And some people may not think as much, but I've done about 15,000 people have seen the post, and almost six and a half to 7,000 people have actually watched it.
Yeah.
So that's really nice to see, and you know, it's kind of what gave me the confidence to come on here when your friend Melanie came on and said, thank you, Melanie.
And we just have to say, when you get to the big notes, because this guy's voice is so powerful, you just have to move slightly back from the mic, otherwise my ears will explode and you'll be sorry.
Yeah, I'll try not to kill you on my first time.
Yeah, that'd be good. So here we are. This is Adele's All I Ask.
I will leave my heart at the door. I won't say a word. They've all been said and done before. So why don't we just play pretend like we're not scared of what is coming next, or scared of having nothing left to look. Don't get me wrong, I know there is no tomorrow. All I ask is if this is my last night with you, hold me like I'm more than just a friend. Since you're the only one that matters, tell me, who do I run to? Look, don't get me wrong, I know there is no tomorrow. All I ask is if this is my last night. Like I'm more than just a friend. Give me a memory I can use. Take me by the hand while we do what lovers do. It matters how this ends. 'Cause what if I never love again? Let this be our lesson in love. Let this be the way we remember us. I don't wanna be cruel or vicious, and I ain't asking for forgiveness. All I
Well, I've been doing it. Do you know what? I've gone all over emotional then. Must be my age. I have to say, I've been doing this show for 6 years. That is the best vocal performance I've ever had on the show.
Thank you very much.
That was amazing. That's really done. That's done me in, Ben. That's done me in.
Gosh, I don't need to blow your ears off.
Wow, what a voice. Oh, my Lord, what a talent.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. That is an amazing voice. You want a big, if you're not out there, I'm going to get a big stick and beat you with it on the back of the legs.